May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. The fifth Sunday of Lent, we are given the magnificent Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, verses 1 to 45, which hopefully you have read this morning, because this Gospel is the text in which I'm going to be speaking from today. Lazarus is raised from the dead. I remember well when my own father died many years ago now, kissing his head. The first thing that I found was the coldness. He had died and his soul had gone to God. For all of us, death is both a shock and, I suppose, really a reality check, because it helps us to realise that you and I are mortal beings. And at the moment, with this virus attack across the world, we're reminded of this daily on the news. Let's return to Jesus with his disciples, urging him to go and to visit his dear friend Lazarus. He seems to wait and seems to hold back, and the urgency which the disciples are prodding him to go and see Lazarus. You know, he's dying. And Jesus says, we will wait. He stays 2 days longer. Can you imagine the frustration of the disciples? Can you imagine the frustration of Martha and Mary, who sent the message, please come, your friend is ill? Jesus goes. He knows in his heart, the heart of God, of the Saviour of our Lord, he knows that this is going to be a great display of God's resurrection power. He arrives. He's castigated by the sisters because he turns up and they find that Lazarus has died. Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus then says to her, after a short dialogue, Martha, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Then follows the incredible account of Jesus going to the tomb. Once at the tomb, he commands the stone to be rolled away. They say, Lord, we can't do this because if we roll the stone away, there will be literally a stench. He's dead. He says, do it. And so they do. And with the voice of the Saviour, he not only asked them to take the stone away, but he stands and he thanks God for listening to him. And then he says the incredible words of, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus says to them, "Unbind him, let him go. Unbind him, let him go. He is resurrected." The power of Jesus working in the creation of God about his work happens before their very eyes. The transformation from death to life. You and I are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We are a people of the resurrection. We are not a people of death. We are a people of life. And because we are a people of life, we bear within us the hope, the joy of the kingdom, of the place where our destiny lies. Now, this is a very profound and a very wonderful statement, because what it means is no matter what the world throws at us, and sometimes that obviously leads to death because we are mortal people, our actual future, our life, our existence, everything we are, is actually bound up in the life of God and of Christ himself. So when the normality of life is so drastically changed, as it has been these last weeks, when people cannot travel, when you can't go out your front door, when you can't greet your neighbour, when you can't do the lovely things which we often like to do, which is just to sit and have a coffee with each other, when those things are taken away from us, we are actually not alone, because we have God, we have Christ, but we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Hebrews 12:1, "Therefore we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses." The great cloud of witnesses are the resurrected, those who have passed through this earthly life, through the veil between life, death and resurrection. Those, they surround us. Those who are with God, who have passed through that veil into the realms of God's great banquet. You can probably picture their faces. Those whom you loved, whom you see no longer. And so, although in isolation, some, perhaps one or two people together, maybe more, or those on their own, as I am, will find that you're actually not alone, because you are part not only of this life, but of the life yet to come. The life where those who have passed into God's care now exist. The Celts thought of places, of thin places. Our church at All Saints, Pirto, is a thin place. In other words, the place between heaven and earth is thin. Why is it thin? Because it's the place, spiritually, where people have worshipped and prayed since, I think, 1890. It's a place of faith. It's not a place of faithlessness. And so because you live in faith, you are part of the faithful community. community. Lazarus called out from death, take off those wrappings, take off the funeral garb, because Lazarus has come out into the light. And that's what we are. We are a people of light. Although Lazarus will go on to die again, because it was a physical resurrection brought about by Christ, at the final death, which we all face, Lazarus will have passed into, according to God's will, the resurrection. So we are that people, which people often can't understand, of great joy. We just love getting together and having a joyful time because we're friends, more than just ordinary friends, we're friends with God as our Heavenly Father, with his teachings before us. Love one another, care for each other, forgive one another, build a community. The community here in All Saints Puerto is the community which is just a shadow of the community yet to come. Imagine what the heavenly banquet must be like. So as we approach Holy Week in a most peculiar way, because of the lockdowns everywhere, and as we approach Easter and the great resurrection, remember, keep in your heart the joy of who you are and the great hope which you carry within you. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. Jesus himself leads us, invites us to the banquet of the kingdom. May God bless you. And I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.